Page 194. "Who is he?" said Sir Bromel. "Sir," she said, "it is Sir Launcelot du Lake that I love, and none other, and therefore woo me no longer." "Ye say well," said Sir Bromel, "and sithen ye have told me so much, ye shall have but little joy of Sir Launcelot, for I shall slay him wheresoever I meet him." "Sir," said the Lady Elaine, "do to him no treason." "Wit ye well, my lady," said Sir Bromel, "and I promise you this twelvemonth I shall keep the Pont of Corbin for Sir Launcelot's sake, that he shall neither come nor go unto you, but I shall meet with him." Chapter 4. How Sir Bors came to Dame Elaine and saw Galahad, and how he was fed with the Sangreal. Then, as it fed by fortune and adventure, Sir Bors de Ganis, that was nephew unto Sir Launcelot, came over that bridge, and there Sir Bromel and Sir Bors jousted, and Sir Bors smote Sir Bromel such a buffet that he bare him over his horse's croup. And then Sir Bromel, as an hardy knight, pulled out his sword and dressed his shield to do battle with Sir Bors, and then Sir Bors alit and avoided his horse, and there they dashed together many sad strokes, and long thus they fought, till at last Sir Bromel was laid to the earth, and there Sir Bors began to unlace his helm to slay him. Then Sir Bromel cried, "Sir Bors, mercy," and yielded him. "Upon this covenant thou shalt have my life," said Sir Bors, "so thou go unto Sir Launcelot upon Whitsunday that next cometh, and yield thee unto him as knight recreant." "I will do it," said Sir Bromel, and that he sware upon the cross of the sword. Page 195. And so he let him depart, and with Sir Bors rode unto King Pelles that was within Corbin. And when the king and Elaine his daughter wist that Sir Bors was nephew unto Sir Launcelot, they made him great cheer. Then said Dame Elaine, "We marvel where Sir Launcelot is, for he came never here but once." "Marvel not," said Sir Bors, "for this half year he hath been in prison with Queen Morgan le Fay, King Arthur's sister." "Alas," said Dame Elaine, "that me repenteth." And ever Sir Bors beheld that child in her arms, and ever him seemed it was passing like Sir Launcelot. "Truly," said Elaine, "wit ye well, this child he gat upon me." Then Sir Bors wept for joy, and he prayed to God it might prove as good a knight as his father was. And so came in a white dove, and she bare a little censer of gold in her mouth, and there was all manner of meats and drinks, and a maiden bare that Sangreal, and she said openly, "Wit you well, Sir Bors, that this child is Galahad, that shall sit in the Siege Perilous and achieve the Sangreal, and he shall be much better than ever was Sir Launcelot du Lake, that is his own father." And then they kneeled down and made their devotions, and there was such a savor as all the spicery in the world had been there. And when the dove took her flight, the maiden vanished with the Sangreal as she came. "Sir," said Sir Bors under King Pelles, "this castle may be named the Castle Adventurous, for here be many strange adventures." "That is sooth," said the king, "for well may this place be called the Adventurous Place, for there come but few knights here that go away with any worship. Be he never so strong, here he may be proved. And but late Sir Gawain, the good knight, gat but little worship here. For I let you wit," said King Pelles, "here shall no knight win no worship, but if he be of worship himself and of good living, and that love God and dreadeth God, and else he getteth no worship here, be he never so hardy." Page 196. "That is wonderful thing," said Sir Bors. "What ye mean in this country I wot not, for ye have many strange adventures, and therefore I will lie in this castle this night." "Ye shall not do so," said King Pelles, "by my counsel, for it is hard and ye escape without a shame." "I shall take the adventure that will befall me," said Sir Bors. "Then I counsel you," said the king, "to be confessed clean." "As for that," said Sir Bors, "I will be shriven with a good will." So Sir Bors was confessed, and for all women Sir Bors was a virgin, save for one, that was the daughter of King Brandegoris, and on her he gat a child that hight Helen, and save for her Sir Bors was a clean maiden. And so Sir Bors was led unto bed in a fair large chamber, and many doors were shut about the chamber. When Sir Bors espied all those doors, he avoided all the people, for he might have nobody with him. But in no wise Sir Bors would unharm him. But so he laid him down upon the bed. And right so he saw come in a light, that he might well see a spear great and long, that came straight upon him pointling, and to Sir Bors seemed that the head of the spear burnt like a taper. And anon, or Sir Bors wist, the spearhead smote him into the shoulder and handbreadth in deepness, and that wound grieved Sir Bors passing sore. And then he laid him down again for pain. And anon therewithal came a knight armed with his shield on his shoulder and his sword in his hand, and he bade Sir Bors, "Arise, Sir Knight, and fight with me." "I am sore hurt," he said, "but yet I shall not fail thee." And then Sir Bors start up and dressed his shield, and then they lashed together mightily a great while. And at the last Sir Bors bare him backward until that he came unto a chamber door, and there that knight yede into that chamber and rested him a great while. And when he had reposed him, he came out freshly again, and began new battle with Sir Bors mightily and strongly. Page 197. Chapter 5. How Sir Bors made Sir Pedivere to yield him, and of marvelous adventures that he had, and how he achieved them. Then Sir Bors thought he should no more go into that chamber to rest him, and so Sir Bors dressed him betwixt the knight and that chamber door, and there Sir Bors smote him down, and then that knight yielded him. "What is your name?" said Sir Bors. "Sir," said he, "my name is Pedivere of the Straight Marches." So Sir Bors made him to swear at Whitsunday next coming to be at the court of King Arthur, and yield him there as a prisoner, as an overcome knight by the hands of Sir Bors. So thus departed Sir Pedivere of the Straight Marches. And then Sir Bors laid him down to rest, and then he heard and felt much noise in that chamber, and then Sir Bors espied that there came in, he wist not whether at the doors nor windows, shot of arrows and of quarrels. Quarrels is underlined. It is short arrows. Text. So thick that he marveled, and many fell upon him and hurt him in the bare places. And then Sir Bors was where came in an hideous lion. So Sir Bors dressed him unto the lion, and anon the lion bereft him his shield, and with his sword Sir Bors smote off the lion's head. Right so Sir Bors forthwithal saw a dragon in the court passing horrible, and there seemed letters of gold written in his forehead. And Sir Bors thought that the letters made a signification of King Arthur. Right so there came an horrible leopard, and an old, and there they fought long, and did the great battle together. And at last the dragon spit out of his mouth, as it had been, 100 dragons, and lightly all the small dragons slew the old dragon, and tear him all to pieces. Anon withal there came an old man into the hall, and he sat him down in a fair chair, and there seemed to be 2 adders about his neck. And then the old man had an harp, and there he sang an old song, how Joseph of Arimathea came into this land. Page 198. Then when he had sungen, the old man bade Sir Bors go from thence. "For here shall ye have no more adventures, and full worshipfully have ye done, and better shall ye do hereafter." And then Sir Bors seemed that there came the whitest dove with a little gold censer in her mouth. And anon therewithal the tempest ceased and passed, and that afore was marvellous to hear. So was all that court full of good savours. Then Sir Bors saw 4 children bearing 4 fair tapers, and an old man in the midst of the children with a censer in his one hand. Note 1, text. And a spear in his other hand, and that spear was called the Spear of Vengeance. Chapter 6. How Sir Bors departed, and how Sir Launcelot was rebuked of the Queen Guinevere, and of his excuse. "Now," said that old man to Sir Bors, "go ye to your cousin Sir Launcelot, and tell him of this adventure, the which had been most convenient for him of all earthly knights. But sin is so foul in him he may not achieve such holy deeds. For had not been his sin, he had passed all the knights that ever were in his days. And tell thou, Sir Launcelot, of all worldly adventures, he passeth in manhood and prowess all other, but in these spiritual matters he shall have many his better. And then Sir Bors saw four gentlewomen come by him, poorly beseen, and he saw where that they had entered into a chamber where was great light, as it were a summer light. And the women kneeled down afore an altar of silver with four pillars, and as it had been a bishop kneeled down afore that table of silver. And as Sir Bors looked over his head, he saw a sword like silver naked hoving over his head, and the clearness thereof smote so in his eyen that as that time Sir Bors was blind. And there he heard a voice that said, "Go hence, thou, Sir Bors, for as yet thou art not worthy for to be in this place." Page 199. And then he yeed backward to his bed till on the morn. And on the morn King Pelles made great joy of Sir Bors, and then he departed and rode to Camelot, and there he found Sir Launcelot du Lake, and told him of the adventures that he had seen with King Pelles at Corbin. So the noise sprang in Arthur's court that Launcelot had gotten a child upon Elaine, the daughter of King Pelles, wherefore Queen Guinevere was wroth, and gave many rebukes to Sir Launcelot, and called him false knight. And then Sir Launcelot told the queen all, and how he was made to lie by her by enchantment in likeness of the queen. So the queen held Sir Launcelot excused. And as the book saith, King Arthur had been in France, and had made war upon the mighty King Claudas, and had won much of his lands. And when the king was come again, he let cry a great feast, that all lords and ladies of all England should be there, but if it were such as were rebellious against him. Chapter 7. How Dame Elaine, Galahad's mother, came in great estate to Camelot, and how Launcelot behaved him there. And when Dame Elaine, the daughter of King Pelles, heard of this feast, she went to her father and required him that he would give her leave to ride to that feast. The king answered, "I will well ye go thither, but in any wise as ye love me and will have my blessing, that ye be well beseen in the richest wise, and look that ye spare not for no cost. Ask and ye shall have all that you needeth." Then by the advice of Dame Brisson, her maiden, and all thing was apparelled unto the purpose, that there was never no lady more richly or beseen. So she rode with 20 knights, and 10 ladies, and gentlewomen, to the number of 100 horses.